Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and you found it, baby, you found it. This is the big show. I'm very, very excited, taking a little break from painting tonight, because we've got one of the most interesting, cool people I have had on the show in a long time. This is Miss Larissa Viena of Larissa Viena and the Strange out of Denver, Colorado. How are you, Larissa?
I'm doing well. I'm glad you think I'm cool.
Well, yeah, I did your music. I'm just, you know, we were talking right before we came on the air. And the show snuck up on us, but yeah, it's really cool. It's a, you know, I like how you dub it spooky rock, which, you know, that's apropos that.
Yeah.
Fits.
I mean, it's hard to place a genre on it. Not that it's super bizarre and it's not like, oh, I've never heard this before, but it's like, you know, when you tell people that you make rock music, they're like, well, what kind? Because there's so many, but for me, it's like, you know, all my songs are almost like kind of eerie sounding, maybe a little bit cynical in a way, lots of minor keys. So I'm like, oh, it sounds kind of spooky, I guess, you know, it's like spooky rock. And people are like, I sort of know what that means. And then they listen to it and they're like, ah, I get it.
And you throw a violinist in there too. That's pretty cool. Not something
everybody's
doing
actually,
these days.
Right. It's a super fun element to have. I mean, she's just really good, and it's cool to write a song that's super violin driven, you know, because we only have one guitarist, and it's nice because with her, she can either be a rhythm section or she drives the entire song. So it's like you can have both. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like having another guitarist, but it's a little bit more interesting.
Right. Now, you started the band. All this happened, if my show notes are correct, in 2008, right?
Well, I've been a solo artist from my first show was in 2008. And so I made my own music. It was all completely by myself for a few years. And then I played my first show with a live band in 2013. And this was, we just kind of kept going. And, you know, they were really just my live band. Like, we were just called Larissa Viena. And then after a while that I realized I had a really solid group, I was like, man, I guess we should actually like be a band now. And my first EP that I released was Strange Siren is what it was called. And, you know, that word strange. So I was like, what if we were, you know, called Larissa Viena and the Strange? And it made me think of like the Doors and that whole era. And I was like, yeah, that's where it's at. I mean, it's a little bit of a mouthful, but it works.
No, I think it's outstanding. And we should mention, I'm going off your Facebook page, so I'm hoping this is the current lineup. I don't want to leave anybody out or any of that. And we've got Nick Workman is on lead guitar, Aaron Mendoza on bass, Luke Wolf on drums, and Vanity Welch on violin. And,
that
of course, Larissa
right.
on vocal.
Right.
Very, very cool. Well, that's awesome. And, you know, and you're a very smart woman, you know. Because when something's working, it's, you know, in whatever art field you're in, when it's working, baby, keep it going, you know. Keep those plates spinning.
Yeah, I mean, it was too good to pass up. I'm very lucky that I found, slowly but surely, you know, I found all of my whole crew. And it just, when we all came together, Vanity was the most recent to join the band. And after like our first band practice with her, it just made so much sense. And it really felt like a real group finally.
That's awesome. That's very, very cool. Now you mentioned Strange Sirens, which came out in 2015, right? The EP?
Yep.
And a lot of views on your music video there underwater from that.
That was crazy.
Now, does that change, you know, like helping getting gigs and stuff? I know a lot of promoters, from what I've heard, it's been a while since I helped bands get gigs. That was many, many years ago, Larissa, when I was a youngster. but and they didn't have YouTube then, you know. But
right.
I've heard today everybody's like, well, how many followers do you have? Or I mean, are these
exactly
types of questions asked? Oh, I see.
Sure. Social media is really important with what you're doing nowadays. And I mean, as far as our hometown, I've been playing here for years now, but I don't have a problem getting shows here. But when we're touring and stuff, it is pretty cool to send these venues all of our stats, like, hey, you know, this is how many likes we have on Facebook. We have a video that went a little bit viral for a second. You know, I mean, it does help. It's cool.
Exactly. and through the magic of television, here's the meatloaf. No, I'm kidding. you were talking about, playing out and whatnot. And, yeah, I mean, around the Denver metro area and whatnot, you've probably played a lot of places around Denver. I would imagine.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You seem like that type of person, Larissa. I've known a lot of bands in my days. And, in a lot of bands, there's always usually that one guy or gal that is kind of making everything happen. You know?
Right.
That's practice.
Yeah, I'm definitely
you, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think every band has to have that person, and you can't get bitter about it if you're that person. That, I mean, sometimes I get frustrated with it. That it's like, you know, sometimes I'm like, oh my God, I'm doing everything by myself. But a lot of the time it's like, you know, that my band members are really good at what they do. And first and foremost, they're really good musicians, and that's all I ask for. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, they do their part, but it's like, you know, for me, I take this really seriously. And I mean, I pretend like it's a business, cause it is. You know, and this is all I do with myself. When I am at home, you bet your butt I'm writing or recording. And if I ever watch a movie, I think, well, will it inspire me though? And same with when I'm reading books, I'm like, will this make me want to write songs though? I mean, it's everything I do is really connected to this. Otherwise, I just feel like I'm wasting my time.
I hear you. I'm the same. The same way. And, you know, I've talked to a lot of successful people in life, and that's usually what you have to have, that drive, that passion, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you have to turn that passion into action. You know, you have to act on it. And a lot of people in that step, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
hopefully they'll listen to a fantastic band like yours and you and whatnot and be inspired and, you know, just knock it out.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm hoping, and that's what I tell a lot of people at my shows, and especially girls, you know, because I want more girls to be involved in the music scene, mm-hmm. and especially in rock music. And I always offer guitar lessons at all my shows. Like, I will literally teach you for free if you want to learn, because it's awesome. It's so awesome. And, you know, people ask me all the time, like, how to start a band and whatnot, and I'm just like, you know, you can't have excuses. I think that's the biggest thing, is that you have to set your mind that no matter what, I'm doing this. And I think that's why it worked out for me to be a solo artist for so long. So I was like, okay, I'll just make the music myself and I'll find people later. And, you know, it worked out that way.
Nice. Well, I tell you what, we've got some calls coming in, which will be coming in. Let's play a track first to give everybody a taste of what Larissa Viena and the Strange you know, are all about. I've got your three tracks queued up here. I've got Underwater, Break the Spell, and Fire Away. What should we play first, do you think?
Let's do Underwater.
Absolutely. Here it is, folks. Larissa Viena and the Strange, Underwater. We'll be back with some calls, and we'll talk about the track.
Thank you.
That was Underwater by Larissa Vienna and The Strange. And I just walked over that fade out there. Sorry about that. But hey, if you want a clean copy of this, you can, you know, go to Larissa. This is out everywhere, isn't it?
Where it is.
People,
yeah.
Buy you digital can... music.
Yep, you can do iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Amazon, all that good stuff.
Nice, nice. And I was just listening to your band on Spotify, actually. And folks, if you do listen to Larissa Vienna and The Strange on Spotify, be sure to play the tracks 27,000 times, you know, so.
Yeah,
Larissa
so
can
I can at least get a dollar. Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, I could use a new pack of gum. That would be nice.
That's right. Oh, man, or some Denver green chili. Oh, my gosh. Hey, let's not even go there. I know. You know, you can't get that anywhere else. Let's take a call. We have a call on the line here. I don't know where they're from, but we'll find out. Here it is. Hello,
right.
Caller. You're on the air with Larissa Vienna.
Hello. Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, this is Derek.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. Just, I don't even have a question. I told you that earlier today. I just wanted to call and show my support.
Awesome.
Yeah. Anybody,
Derek is a huge fan of ours. He's from Kentucky, and he's been following the band, I think, a little over a year now.
Nice.
Seems like much longer. But yeah.
Yeah.
Seems like much
feels
longer.
Like it's been a long time.
Oh, wow. This is bizarre. But anyway, yeah, I just wanted, like, anybody at all that's listening, like, keep listening to this band. They are, like, the best band in the world, and they're going to get better and bigger. And, like, there's no other band, I think, to invest your time and your hope and your faith in, like, seriously. And I mean that.
Wow.
Aw.
Wow.
Thank you. Right?
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean that with all my heart. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, I didn't know I'd call. It just kind of snuck up on me to have the notion to do so. But
well, we're glad you
yeah,
did.
All right.
Thank you.
We are.
You're welcome.
All right. Have a great night, Derek. And thanks again for listening. And like he said, you keep listening to Larissa Vienna and The Strange. We've got another call coming in here, Larissa. This is it's Kim K. Jones. How are you, Kim?
All right.
I'm good. Hello, Larissa. Hello, James.
Nice.
I was calling in.
How is life out west?
What's out west? Warm weather than cold weather. Oh, life? It's cold. It is. It's I was getting a suntan earlier today. It was like 70, and now it's down to the 40s, 50s again, so.
Yeah.
Man.
Who knows what Mother Nature's doing?
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's bizarre.
No, Larissa,
what's
you're
that?
In Denver, and I was saying Larissa's in Denver, and Denver's got crazy weather too.
Oh yeah.
Is it?
It
is
was
it
super?
Has winter set
super
in
warm.
Right yet? Oh, is it warm?
Not at all. It is warm. I went out in a tank top today, and like I'm that person that's always cold. You know, so it's still been hot. It's crazy. It's the middle of November, and it just feels like it's maybe starting to be fall. It's crazy.
Wow.
Exactly.
Yeah, I remember Denver being a little more cold and wet about this time of year.
Oh, yeah. It always used to snow on Halloween, and you always had to, like, plan your trick-or-treating costume around your coat, and it's just it's not happening anymore, I guess.
Crazy. Great.
Yeah, all that trick or treat candy is getting melted.
Oh man, I should be slimming down. I've been eating nothing but candy corn the last couple of weeks, and I saw in the package today it said fat free, and I'm like, well, this is my new diet. Now somehow
exactly.
I don't think
that'll
work.
Candy corn cleanse. That's what I do.
A candy corn cleanse. I can see
I'll
it like I'm the
it to
Inquirer.
Anyone. See, if I was famous, I would do stuff like that. Like, I would say stuff like that all the time. Like, if people would be like, oh, how are you so in shape? I'd be like, oh, man, this candy corn cleanse is crazy. And, like, everyone would be doing it. And I would be so happy about it.
Oh, crazy. Now, Kim, this is Larissa Hayes and Vienna and the Strange is kind of really part of your new one of the artists you guys represent and whatnot. And I shouldn't say new because it's I think it's new because I'm seeing the new website that was launched, KimKJones.com. Mm-hmm. I think it's media.com or something. I can't remember.
It's
right in front of
Kim K. Jones, pridemanagement.com. Yes.
There it is.
It's long.
I know.
It's long.
It's good.
But
I think I'm glad you guys are working together because I think it's a good fit, you know?
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
we have always stuff.
Yeah, there's always little things that kind of set things back, but, you know, they are absolutely amazing, and they deserve nothing but the best, and that's what my goal is to make sure that they get the best. And, you know, there's a lot of times artists will get messed over in the industry, and it takes a lot of work to gain their trust and build their trust, and that's when I step in and I say, you know what, I'm going to take the project over to make sure that they do get the best. Because you definitely do deserve it. So, Larissa, I am honored to be backing you up and looking out for you in the next project. So
awesome. Thank you. Yeah, we're super excited. That's for sure.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Stone crabs are finally back at Bonefish Grill. Our favorite time of the year is here. Fresh off the Florida docks and served the way they were meant to be served. Chilled, cracked, and ready for dipping in our signature house-made mustard sauce. And they pair perfectly with our seasonal handcrafted martinis like our guest favorite, Winter White Cosmo. Hurry into Bonefish Grill for these incredibly fresh treats of the season and get them before they're gone, because they're only here while supplies last. Come see what's in season at Bonefish Grill.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store, it's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with their rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
YourWebDesigner.info has a special for Pop Rocks Radio listeners. Have a website designed for only $80. Normally, they're $100, but with the special code ROXX, Pop Rocks Radio listeners can save 20%. If your computer is sluggish and running slow, YourWebDesigner.info can fix it all up remotely, and with that savings code, you'll only pay $40. YourWebDesigner.info offers hosting and other various computer-related products. Please visit www.YourWebDesigner.info and let us build your future today. Remember, all web design includes a year of hosting for free and domain name registration for a year. www.yourwebdesigner.info.
Hi, folks. Are you looking for a custom gift for someone special in your life? Harperly Jewelry on Etsy offers custom hand-stamped jewelry created using pure aluminum, brass, copper, or new gold. Do you have a favorite inspiration or quote that you'd like to be represented? Well, no worries. Harperly Jewelry on Etsy can create a custom cuff or necklace that represents your interests or ideas with a beautiful piece of jewelry. You can find them at harperlyjewelry.etsy.com.
Roxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierocks.us.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun. Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Now, I have a question, Larissa. We played your track Underwater, which is fantastic, and we talked a little bit before we played that, how it, you know, you put it up, you did the video, and you put it up on YouTube, and it got a whole mess of views and whatnot, which is, you know, awesome. What do you think about doing music videos? Or, you know, I ask my musician friends this all the time, and I get about half of them love it, and the other half are like, ugh.
I love it. I love it. I think a music video is really like a work of art. I mean, it's a different element. There's when you're in the studio, which is totally different than when you're live, and then it's totally different when you're doing a music video. So it's like people, when I do a music video, I really don't totally understand other artists who make the storyline in their music video completely separate from the song itself. Like the two don't really go hand in hand. So when I think, okay, what did I write this song about? Okay, that's what the music video is about. And that's exactly how it played out. It was really cool. I wrote the whole storyline. I had, you know, all the shots in my head and got to work closely with my friend who filmed it just to make sure it was perfect. And I love bringing music videos to life because I get to show people another step of, hey, here's what the song's about. And that's really
nice.
Cool for me.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, speaking of another fantastic video, I've been playing it and putting it out on my social media. It's on my website as well this week. Break the Spell. That's your, that's off the new EP, right? The new, that just came out. Or is that, that's off the new one. That
is, it is.
Strange Siren was the first one. Make the Pain Pretty is the new project, right? Awesome.
Yep,
awesome.
That's right.
And Break the Spell. Now, we're going to play the track in a second. In the video, I noticed you went different with your hair. Is this a new permanent look, or was that just for the video?
Oh, man, my hair is nothing like that anymore. I did that the morning of the music video. I was panicking, and I didn't know what to do. So, no, I mean, my hair is different from, like, week to week. It's I need to, like, decide on, like, a look, that like a signature or something. But I'm like, then again, like, David Bowie looked different every time you saw him. So, Break the Spell, the video, was super fun because we shot it in this really old hotel in downtown Denver, and they let us just take over the entire hotel. They're like, yeah, do what you need to do. It's cool. And we were filming at like 3 a.m. and like there were people trying to sleep and we're just like, sorry. I mean, and it was cool. We got to do whatever we wanted, and we didn't, this is the first music video I ever made where I didn't have a storyline planned out. We were just like, let's just go in this hotel and just like when we see something, let's just do it. And it was a little bit stressful that way, but yeah, it was totally free, and we didn't know what the video was going to turn out to be in the end, because it was just kind of like, let's jump into this and see what happens. And I mean, I love that video. It was fun.
Nice. Well, let's play the track. Here it is, everybody. This is Larissa Viana and the Strange, Break the Spell. Awesome track. Check it out.
Don't ignore the fact you've always been on.
it was, folks. Break the Spell, Larissa Vienna and the Strange. What a fantastic track. I like that track, Larissa. Outstanding.
I'm proud of that one. That's for sure. I have that weird pressure on myself, like that. I'm just like, I wrote like a really good song that I like. Like, how do I do that again, but better?
The old, we used to call it the Trent Reznor curse from Nine Inch Nails.
Yes.
Oh my God. You know, you go so strong at the beginning, and then it's like, oh man, pressure is on. And you made the, you did the other thing, Larissa. You put your name on the door.
Yeah.
Larissa Vienna.
I did.
So it has to be right if your name's on it, you know?
Yeah.
It just happens. It's just the way it is. But that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Nothing wrong with doing your best. Very, very cool. Now, let me ask you, growing up, were you a musical kid? Did you were you in the high school band and all that and played the flute?
I started singing from as soon as I could make noise. My mom has like a cassette tape of me singing You Are So Beautiful when I was maybe 2 years old. I couldn't even really talk that much yet. And so, I mean, I started singing right away. And so growing up, I was like Shirley Temple was who I wanted to be. So I sang and I danced and I was always doing at least like school talent shows and everything like that. And I was just very into performing. And I started writing songs when I was about 7. And you know, they were just about like lollipops and my toys and whatnot. But like I wrote my first like real song when I was 11, and like a song that was like a verse, chorus, bridge, chorus format. And it was really ridiculous. It was like an R&B song about like this boy that ditched me at the rec center. I mean,
oh man.
So it's super embarrassing, but yeah, I mean, I've always been musical. I mean, my mom sings and my dad's a drummer, so it's
nice.
Just been it all in the family.
Very, very cool. So they understand, they get it. And, that's awesome. You know?
Yeah.
No, I have a question that just came in on Twitter. Somebody was asking about, your tattoo, which we were talking about off the air before we started the show here. For those at home, if you're listening on our show page, you'll see our flash player has pictures of the band that go through and whatnot. And on one of those pictures, you can see Larissa's very, very cool big Shirley Temple tattoo. It's on her left shoulder, right? Upper part of the arm. And,
yeah.
Whenever I say shoulder, I always think of the back. But this is actually on the, you know, on
like
the arm.
Upper arm, yeah.
Upper arm. There you go.
Yeah.
So, and you're a tattoo gal. You of course into tattoos. You know, you just didn't.
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't your first one you got, was it?
No, my first one was just like a Superman symbol on my wrist, and I got that.
I got that
in high school. I slowly but surely just kept getting more. But as far as like the Shirley Temple one, I mean, she was my biggest influence growing up. And I had a really hard time a couple years ago when she passed away, just because I never got to meet her. And that was really devastating for me. But no, she was what made me sing and dance. And she also just made me want to be like a positive influence on people, like how she was for me. Like, she genuinely made me happy. And I mean, she was around, she was very popular during the Great Depression. And there's actually a book about her talking about the impact that she made on the Great Depression, that people would save what money they had to go to the movies to watch a Shirley Temple movie, just to forget about their troubles. And I thought that was so cool. So when I was little, I told my mom that, you know, I was like, can you get a tattoo of a person? And she was like, yeah, but you're not going to want a Shirley Temple tattoo when you're an adult. And sure enough, I did. And my mom actually went with me to get it. She, you know, she sat there with me for like the 3.5 hours that it took to do it. So,
wow. Well, it's fantastic. It's I don't know a lot about tattoos, but I just know what I like what I see. And it's that would be hard to paint, let alone with a needle on somebody's skin with them. You know,
yeah, it was amazing. It's amazing how people do portraits and tattoos. It's so cool just to be like, wow, I can't believe you just made that. I mean, I wouldn't be able to do that.
Awesome.
It's really cool.
I wouldn't either. My hat goes off. My hat goes off. Amazing,
yeah.
Amazing work. That's cool. So that's awesome. Now, do you for you is you know, you always hear people, like I said, I don't have any tattoos, but when I talk to people with them, and you know, it always comes around to this, they usually say, oh, these endorphins are released when you get it and it feels great and whatnot. You know, I don't know if that's just something people say or if that
no,
really
maybe just like
or
masochists
not.
Or something. But no, for me, it's not
the-
like, I'm not like, oh man, I love this feeling. Like, not at all. I'm just kind of, I like, I don't have any tattoos like on my back or in places where I can't see them being done. Because if I can at least watch it being done, I can focus on just looking at it. But if I were to get one like on my back where all I had, I couldn't see it and I was just focusing on the pain, I'd be like, well, this sucks.
That would be me.
They
would do one
basically.
Dot and I would be leaving. I'm a big, it's true. You know, it's funny because people always ask me, they're like, well, I assumed you had a whole bunch of whole sleeves and stuff. I'm like, you don't know me that well. I will push people out of the way to get away from that.
You got to get
No,
one.
But I love them on other people. I love them on other people.
Hey, that works.
Know, I love the,
that works.
Yeah. So, matter of fact, I'll pay for other people to have them done. I shouldn't say that. I'll get a lot of emails. There's one special person, if she's good, might be getting a Christmas present or something. Or maybe not. You know, who knows?
Keep talking about
she's
me,
she's listening
guys.
In the other room. Anyway. I'm doing a show here. And your sister's texting me at the same time. I can't get away. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your moves.
Stone crabs are finally back at Bonefish Grill. Our favorite time of the year is here. Fresh off the Florida docks and served the way they were meant to be served. Chilled, cracked, and ready for dipping in our signature house-made mustard sauce. And they pair perfectly with our seasonal handcrafted martinis like our guest favorite, Winter White Cosmo. Hurry into Bonefish Grill for these incredibly fresh treats of the season and get them before they're gone, because they're only here while supplies last. Come see what's in season at Bonefish Grill.
Hey, everybody. Pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger paintings. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas, perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have 4 or 5 per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget. And, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now. Anyhow, Larissa Vienna and the Strange has a new album out, folks. It's very, very cool, called Make the Pain Pretty, which we were kind of talking about with tattoos and whatnot. But I imagine this is encompasses all sorts of other pain, too, artistic, emotional pain, and all of that. Now, this is a new EP, right?
It is. It just came out. It just came out in August. I've had these songs for a while, so it's like, it's funny because I'm already jumping into like writing my next album because I'm like, I'm ready to go to the next, but I just have to realize like, man, that EP just came out, but it feels so old to me that I'm like, okay, it's new to everyone else, but I'm so eager to like, I'm already on to the next thing. It's hard to be patient.
I hear you. I hear you. And it's fantastic. I was just listening to it before the last hour before the we did the show on Spotify. I have it right here. And it is. It's phenomenal. I love the tracks and everything. And just good stuff. And you're getting some plays on Spotify and whatnot, too. That's very cool. Now, you're on all the social media platforms as well. Yeah, well, you're even on Tumblr, I see. And Instagram
someone else
and all
runs
that kind
of... Someone else runs my Tumblr for me because I don't like Tumblr. I won't get on there. So that's the only one that I don't, like, run personally. I'll admit it.
I hear you. I use a Tumblr for my blog just because it's a good setup, you know what I mean? I don't have to do much to it. You know, it's very easy for an old man like me. Put text here. Put picture here. You know, It's
a good platform, but I'm like, I'm super active on like Facebook and Instagram and stuff. So that's the stuff
those are the ones.
Yeah.
Those are your faves. Gotcha. Well, folks, when you go to, we have a link up too, and it's a very, very difficult website to find. I'm kidding. It's LarissaVianaMusic.com, and we have a link up on our show page. You can just click on that or go to Google and put it in, and it gets right here to the page. And right at the top is all the links to all the social media platforms. And I suggest you follow, like, tweet, subscribe, and all of that. Keep up with Larissa. Exactly. And what's going on. And we have some big news going on, too. I wanted to mention we got about a couple weeks, Larissa. And why don't you tell everybody what's going to be happening at the Gothic Theater?
Oh, yeah. At the Gothic on December 9th in Denver, we're actually playing with Lola Black, which is super exciting. So I love the Gothic. It's one of my very favorite venues. I love the guy that promotes it. I just love the shows there. I mean, the stage is huge, and it's like this beautiful theater that's just so – I mean, it's called the Gothic Theater, and it looks like a Gothic theater. It's beautiful, and I can't wait. It's going to be such a cool show. This is actually our first show back in our hometown since we got back from tour. So I'm like more than excited to be back in Denver.
Nice. And the cool thing about the Gothic is I believe it's a, what is it, about 100 years old or something? I mean, it's been around for a long time. It's a Denver staple, a landmark.
It is.
Fantastic. Well, that's cool. And you can pick up tickets. They're $10 on your website, right?
Yeah. So they're on our website. And if you're in Denver, wherever, I like personally delivering tickets to people too, like driving them over to them and getting to meet people. And that's always fun.
How cool is that? Not a lot of bands do that.
No, I mean, it's cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, cool. I'll be super happy when I get to that point that I'm like, I don't have to do stuff like that anymore. That I could just be like, I'm playing here, and everyone's like, yes, I'm going. You know, now I'm still at that point where I gotta hustle. I gotta let people know, hey, I'm playing. Do you want tickets? When do you want tickets? I'm coming right now. I mean, so.
And if you're nice,
fun.
I'll bring
it's
a pizza.
Fun for now.
No, I'm kidding. She's not gonna bring you a pizza. But fantastic. Yeah. And yeah, definitely get to the, now you had mentioned you had been on tour. Now you guys were, was it local kind of that area?
We did a Midwest tour in August. We did a couple shows in Colorado, and then we went down to Texas. We did Las Vegas and Utah and Wyoming.
Nice.
So yeah, just kind of South and Midwest.
Very, very cool. Well, you know, always a lot of fun. And Las Vegas. Wow. Cool stuff. I lived there.
I
want to
do it
too.
Again.
Vegas is a fun town. Vegas is an interesting town. A lot of people just think, you know, what they see in the movies and on TV, You go a couple blocks off the strip, it's a whole other world. All kinds interesting things and characters. And for creative types like me and Larissa, there's shadiness all around.
Yeah.
It's very inspiring. Sometimes we're inspired to get out alive, but that's a whole other story. No, not usually.
Yeah. Hey, anything interesting, anything out of the ordinary, I'll be there. And I'm just feeling it.
I'm the same way.
I go to family dinners for like Thanksgiving and I'm just like, oh, this is so boring and weird and normal and I don't like it. But if I'm like, Las Vegas, like a couple streets over from the strip where there's just people trying to steal my money and it's all grimy and gross, I'm just like, yes, my people.
I feel right at home. I'm the same way. Well, let's. I'm looking at the time. Let's play the final track we're going to play tonight. It's Fire Away, and this is another great track. Let's play it, then we'll talk about it. Here it is, folks. This is Fire Away, Larissa Vienna and the Strange.
We'll be right back.
There it was, folks. Fire Away, Larissa Vienna and the Strange. What a fantastic track. I love it, Larissa. Good, good stuff.
Thank you, thank you.
Now, we were talking a little bit while that was playing, and you had mentioned this is you got some interesting news about this one, right?
Yeah, so Fire Away is actually going to be our next single and our next music video that we shoot. So we actually went back into the studio a couple weeks ago and kind of put some extra stuff on the track, which you didn't hear on this one. That hasn't been released yet, but we kind of like we spiced it up a bit, and it's really exciting. I don't want to say too much, but so it'll be a little bit more epic for the music video, and we're really excited to get started on that. It'll be out at the beginning of next year.
Nice. Very, very cool. I personally can't wait to see it because I'm just, you know, I'm a big fan. I don't know if I'm as big a fan as Derek in Kentucky, but I'm probably a close second, I would say.
Oh, good. No one's as big as a fan as Derek
crazy
in Kentucky.
From... All right. Derek was just giving you a little bit of a hard time. That's awesome. And, you know, it was cool that he was listening and he called in and everything. I dig that, you know. He's probably anxiously awaiting it too, you know. Very, very cool. Now, with a video like with this type of thing, that's pretty quick, isn't it? To have it done that soon?
I mean, we shoot our videos in maybe 2 days max. So the longest thing that it takes is just the editing. And that was kind of an issue with Break the Spell, was that it ended up coming out a day late just because the editing was not happening. So so I'm going to give my filmographer a whole lot of time this time to edit and make sure it's out in a timely manner. So, you know, it's a lot of work. I mean, it's crazy kind of getting to see how a music video is made and how many takes you need of just one thing. I mean, it's I can't even imagine what a movie is like. You know, it's just a movie on a small scale. It's a 3.5 minute long movie. And, you know, it took 2 days.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Well, again, folks, Larissa Vienna and the Strange, that track was Fire Away. And you can get that track along with all the others off Make the Pain Pretty on wherever you buy digital music. We have a link up to that. To Larissa's website, and you could, or you just go to, you know, iTunes or Spotify or wherever, and, you know, write in Larissa Vienna and the Strange, and it all comes up. It's right there, baby. It's right there.
Magical.
Yeah, and the cool thing, I will say this, and people, I know longtime listeners get sick. I just think it's so neat. You know, I'm an old man. This new technology kind of impresses me. I did this a couple months ago. I had I used to have a gallery when I lived in San Diego, and I had a gal that worked for me, and she was having a bad day. She was having trouble with her man, and that ended, and she was just having a down day. And I said, you know, I'm going to make her a mixtape, but instead of a tape, I went through iTunes and I bought her $10 worth of good breakup songs. And,
nice.
you can gift tape. All you have to have is people's email, and you can gift them tracks.
Isn't it crazy?
And you can do this with Larissa Vienna and the Strange, you know. The holidays are upon us, folks. The holidays are upon us. So get out there and do that, you know.
Make your Christmas strange. I do.
Like that. Make your Christmas strange. Outstanding.
Oh, now we got to make Christmas sweaters to sell.
I'm telling you.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of work. I got to get to knitting right now.
Do you know how to do all that
started.
Kind of stuff? Oh, man. Crazy, crazy. Well, outstanding. And once again, folks, follow Larissa Vienna and the Strange on all their various social media and YouTube and all of that. And that way you can keep up to date with, you know, new videos and whatnot and everything that's coming out. Good, good stuff. Larissa, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show. You know, you're awesome, and it's just been a pleasure to have you on. I can't wait to have you on again and hear updates and see what's happening and whatnot. Very, very
cool.
Absolutely.
All right.
Awesome.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, definitely. Anytime. A pleasure to have you on the show. And folks, we're going to that's going to probably about do it. We're going to wrap it up here. We are, of course, this will be out on all converted to a podcast and out on all the various social media platforms, including up for free on iTunes. So do me a favor. If you're listening on iTunes in the future, hello from the past, do me a quick favor. Hit that ratings and review. That puts us up at the top of the page. That's where we like to be, baby. That is where we like to be. And,
all right.
We will
5 stars.
See you tomorrow. Well, this will be up on Facebook and all that probably in about 30 minutes or so, maybe an hour. So we're going to try. We're going to try. We will see you all later, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
Jamie Roxx's Pop Rock Talk Radio Show has been executive produced by Jamie Roxx for Pop Rock Limited, recorded at Deerfield Beach in South Florida for broadcast at Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Roxx.
Blog Talk Radio.